Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Female Freedom Podcast. Today is trusting your gut or intuition or whatever you want to call it. Staying on the path of dating to a point, keep this in your mind for dating, but for jobs, for buying a house, for investments, for anything in your life. So quick going back to the dating stories. That is all coming. If you have not seen on anywhere that I've posted it, it is the Dating Data Podcast. Stories from women. How you met. What you thought. Did you go on a date? What were your first thoughts on the date? Did it go farther than a date? What was your ick moment? Sharing all of these things. I have a form if you know somebody, if you want to share. We need stories to be able to share stories. So if you know anybody, kim@kimrobertsfreedom.com, shoot me an email, or you yourself want to share your story, please let me know. But all of this of ditching your doubts and trusting your gut go into this. I know myself personally, if I would have trusted my gut immediately or done some of these things I'm about to talk about today, that I wouldn't have gotten into some of the super dumpster fires that I've been in for months. Narcissist stuff, years. Hello. So this is having the confidence to not silence that little voice. You know what I'm talking about, because we all have it and we hear it. But especially if you have been with a narcissist in emotionally abusive relationships, maybe the certain way that you were raised or in a toxic work environment, that voice, you start to silence it and it gets silenced. And the more that it's silenced, the less that you even realize that it's there, and you're almost just navigating. You're navigating without an internal GPS is what you're doing. Your intuition is like a GPS. If you don't know where you're going and you just get on the road and start driving, I mean, you might end up where you wanted to go, but probably not. Or it's going to take you a really long time because you don't have anything to guide you. Your intuition is your internal GPS, but you have got to listen to it. The time on the GPS, we all do it. If it says I'm gonna get there at 10:31, how cool is it if you get there at 10:29? Most of the time, it doesn't happen. You get there when the GPS says you're gonna get there. Your internal GPS knows and will guide you. If you listen, if you, I feel like I should do this, something doesn't right, but this, let me just try all of these other ways first, instead of listening to what your gut, your intuition is telling you to, that's trying to take a route that the GPS is not telling you to take. There are external things in the world, in our lives, that steer us away from listening to this voice, thinking that we don't have it, thinking that it's wrong, not believing that it is truly an inner GPS and guidance to help steer your life in the direction it should be. Because people, you're crazy. You're crazy. God, we don't want to be crazy. Guess what? You're not. It's not crazy to listen to your intuition. You're overthinking. You're overthinking. Don't overthink. Don't overthink. Look, I'm an overthinker. We all overthink. But listening to your intuition is not overthinking. Girl, you're just looking for something to be wrong. Also not that. Trust me, if you are digging down a rabbit hole to find something that somebody did or something happened years and years ago, yeah, you might be looking to find something wrong, and maybe there's some other things going on in your life or in your past that you need to work on and heal. But if you truly just feel off and something is telling you that it doesn't feel right, you're not looking for something to be wrong. Something is wrong. And the big one that kind of just comes from internal, and it's the battle of the intuition. What if? But what if? But what if it's just this? Well, what if it's not that bad? Well, what if I'm wrong? What if? You gotta overcome the what ifs with believing deep down that you know. But how do you straighten this? How do you strengthen it? Because either you are a lucky one, and look, they're out there, and that is absolutely great. This is something that has been instilled in you, and you have listened to it, and you have had it since, you know, elementary school, and it had been straightened through your upbringing, and now here you are as an adult, 30, 40, 50, 60, wherever you're at in your life, and that is a strong voice, and you listen to it. But if you are not lucky like that, I was not lucky like that, you've got to just start to pay attention to it. Collect the data. Learn from your mistakes. It's truly the best way to learn, and it's how we learn. But you don't have to start now and learn from just future mistakes or data. We can call it data. We don't have to call it mistakes. Look through your past data, your past experiences, and see and remember, reflecting on this, were there times or situations where you felt or thought something, but you didn't listen to it and you proceeded anyways? Yeah, I know there are. I have them too. Practice makes perfect. So you have some of that, but even now, as you're digging into the intuition, wanting to trust yourself more, practice it. See, but start small. Maybe there's something that, you know, is going on with a friend. You know, do it with somebody who you trust or you know is ultimately not, you know, trying to have something terrible happen in your life. And start there of trusting your intuition, because you're going to learn from your experiences, and you've got to build the confidence to trust your gut. And a big, the hugest thing possible. And this is also probably the hardest, in something that myself and my journey, you know, I am just getting to as well, but is to say it. Speak your inner voice. And I think that's where a lot of us kind of veer off path. We hear the voice, we see what's happening, but we internalize, we do overthink, we what if the shit out of it. We don't want to be crazy. We don't want to be wrong. And so we don't say anything because we don't want to ruin it if the what if was there. So we follow this little path That is not what the GPS is telling us to do. We silence the inner voice. We don't utilize our outer voice. And boom, we're in a narcissist relationship for 2.5 years. Oh, wait, that was just me? Okay, but that's what it is. Speak it. If you feel something, if you are dating somebody, if you are at work, if you are with a friend, if you are talking with a realtor or anybody in your life for any decision or relationship, and you feel a certain way, communicate. Communicate that. Speak your voice. Get your data externally there. Ask the tough questions. Bring up the conversations. If you have any doubts or concerns and you speak them because your internal GPS is guiding you to do so, you are going to get data back that is also going to guide you farther on your journey. And it could very easily be like, whoa, red flag, stop sign, do not pass go. That just gave me clarification and built my confidence that my intuition was right. And then you know. But to be able to speak that voice, you've got to learn to trust yourself. You've got to build up your confidence. And you've got to know what you want. The final point is knowing who you are, your values, your wants, your needs, your desires, and knowing what you value and what aligns with that and what doesn't. And when you have that and you are able to listen to your intuition and speak that out loud, you're going to have a smoother process and storyline going through some of these dates, first dates, first conversations, work conversations. If you feel it, believe it, have the confidence, say it. And if it does not align with what you want, you have the confidence to walk away, and that is your win. Thank you so much for listening today. Share this with anybody who you know has that inner intuition voice and they just need to follow that GPS. And I will see you next time.